I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
I'm not going to get into this.
Ladies and gentlemen, are we live or not?
We're live.
Hey, Corey Asbury is here. We got a guest in the studio. Corey Asbury is here. Singer, songwriter. Is that how I looked up your Wikipedia?
Yeah, rapper. I'm going to introduce
you by that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Long time internet rival.
Yes, correct.
And now we're here in the studio together, which I don't know exactly how it started. But we were talking
about it. It's a mystery.
I do remember we worked at the same church in Colorado Springs.
Did you work at that church?
I was on the ministry staff.
No, you were not.
Hold on, dude. Why? At Colorado Springs, and I was, you were like a visitor when I was leaving.
That's insane.
Right?
I thought they just like contracted you in to come do little special shows.
I wasn't like an employee. I had a job, but
you were
like
a full-time employee to do like 100 shows a year.
And I was coming in there to do like funny stuff.
Yes, exactly.
Like whenever I would always be like the call in the right-hander.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I would do like the announcements.
Why'd you do your left hand?
Oh, yeah, that's left. All right, hey. Every time we have a guest in here, they don't show me the problem.
Obviously does not play baseball. Yeah. Yeah. He said call in the right-hander.
But I would always like doing funny stuff. And then I think, I know how it started.
Okay.
I made this, you had kind of, we both kind of, I wouldn't say popularity, but like Christian popularity.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Not real popularity.
I always say Christian fame is not the same.
Not the same at all.
You got Justin Bieber, then you got me very far down here.
These are different. These are way different. Yeah, We don't, that's why I said celebrities are the worst. And then you guys like, well, John is one. I go, depends on who
you are more now, though.
Depends on who you are.
Than you used to be. At your new life days?
Dude. Well, to the girls in the youth group, I was like the man.
Yeah, bro. That's all that matters.
But I posted, again, this is the kind of, if anyone's been following, a lot of people listen to this podcast have been following me for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I made this joke about the Reckless Love wine.
That's right.
Or was it called Reckless Love?
Yeah, and it's actually terrible wine.
All right.
Anyone listening, don't buy it. It's very, very bad. And don't send it to me. I'm tired of it.
Yeah,
sending it to me.
So I made a joke about Corey Asbury will like
Got
this.
His own wine or whatever.
And then you like clapped back in like in a way that I appreciated.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, well, you should...
I don't even remember what I said.
It was something about like, well, that would be helpful if you drank wine because it'd make you more personable or something like, whoa, or something like something out of pocket.
Bro, that sounds
just
about
off the
right.
Top rope. Just off the rope.
Yeah. You're saying it, that feels right. Yeah.
And you know how like you have like people that are like in, you don't know them, but they're kind of in the circle that you think, well, I could probably go back and forth with this guy. There's some people in country music that I don't directly know them, but I go, I've heard enough about him that he's probably, if I roast him, he'd probably be cool.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know that specifically. And then it just started from there.
Yes.
And then we had like an ongoing
went
thing.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
Bro, I looked.
There it is. Reckless Love. Yeah.
So this is or is not your wine, Corey?
It's not my wine. I'll never claim that wine. It's horrible. It's terrible. It's got like a 1 point on the whatever that scale is called.
Yeah.
So I went back.
On the wine scale?
Yeah, whatever it's called. It's like, you know, if a good wine's 92 points, that's negative one. It's bad.
It's not good wine.
And I've been sent that wine, I can't tell you how many times. People think it's hilarious. It's the funniest thing they've ever done. You know, they woke up and thought they were the funniest guy ever.
Was I the first to it or no?
To make a joke of it, yes.
Publicly.
People genuinely actually sent it to me. Okay, like, this will be so sweet. I'll just send him some wine.
Corey, I'm going to tell you right now, that accent is not going to be looked on favorably.
I'm going to use that accent all daggum day.
I don't quite know what
it's a silly little spider monkey accent.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a big day for us.
Huge day.
How many episodes are we in?
I think this is
directly
29.
We need to know specifically.
Is this 29?
This is episode 29.
29.
Ladies, so that's it's like almost over half a year.
Mm-hmm.
6 months.
Yeah.
We have, you want me to say it or you want to say it?
You can say it.
We have a sponsor.
Yes, we do.
Bro, we got a sponsor.
And it's not just any sponsor.
Yeah. It's not just any sponsor. You know what it is? Let's just have everybody guess.
Okay.
Okay. If you, This is, if you looked at me and you said John Crist stands for one hygiene product.
Yeah.
Would you, let me give you your options.
Okay.
A lot of people guess shampoo.
Right.
That would be up there.
Yep.
I would go maybe teeth whitening.
Yes.
Some people say that.
Mm-hmm.
I have long, I don't know why I looked at Keeley for this. I have long eyelashes.
You do.
But what is, what would it, what would that, what product would you use for that? Eyelash serum.
Mm.
Everybody's like, damn, that guy's gonna believe eyelash serum.
Big serum guy.
Let me think. Some what does it cover up the dark spots? Concealer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, he doesn't sponsor any of those.
Mm-hmm.
Manscaped, baby.
Yep.
Has come aboard. We got a shout out to Manscaped, our first ad read.
Mm-hmm.
We love them. What do I have?
You have the Lawnmower 4.0.
I got the Lawnmower 4.0. They sent these. You got it too?
Yeah.
We got it all. I have been using Manscaped. That's a new term.
Manscaped?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the name of their company, but that's kind of like, hey, you like, we talked about that last week about going to the hot tub.
Yes.
You can't just go to the hot tub.
Yeah.
You got to trim.
Yep.
You got to cover it. What area? This is going to sound too personal. I was going to say, what areas of your body do you shave?
The important ones.
The important ones, mm-hmm. obviously.
Yep.
I don't shave my chest.
Yep.
I don't have any chest hair.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
I do have a little bit of chest hair.
Shave it? Wax it?
No, I don't. I have shaved it in the past.
You don't do it anymore?
I don't do it anymore.
And what do you do for your face?
I shave it.
With a razor?
With a razor.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I just use the products that they say. I mean, I've had that trimmer before.
Yeah.
Now I have theirs.
Well, in the Manscaped one, like I had the Lawnmower 3.0.
Yeah.
And then
you gotta level up.
Like that's great. Like yeah. it's really good for below the waist stuff, all of that.
Yeah.
The 4.0
that's
though,
my default. Yeah.
That 4.0 is like next level. And I was like, I don't know if this is gonna be that much, but it is
they got it all.
That much better than the 3.0.
And I would say this when I was a kid, like these products didn't exist.
Yeah. No.
Like that you just had to find what was in the bathroom to kind of maybe you wouldn't with the scissor. You wouldn't do it with the razor you wouldn't do it with the scissors. But this product didn't exist. This product only existed in the salon.
Yeah.
Now it's at your house.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say to the women, I would say I take care of my body more because I'm in a relationship.
Yes.
That you are now representing someone else.
Absolutely.
You can't look ridiculous.
No, definitely.
Yeah. So ladies, for Christmas is coming up.
Yeah.
Your man, that's actually pretty funny. Like when your mom got you like a law school textbook, you're like, well, I guess. You want me to go to law school? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, this is a hint.
Or like if you get, you get like your wife a treadmill. You're like, really? That's, but if you get, you'd have to, that is actually funny, dude.
Yeah.
If you get like if you get your man this Manscaped pack, I'm going to say as a man, I will not take it in any type of personal way.
No, I would be psyched.
I need this. Yeah.
Yes.
You know what you're not getting? You know who's not our sponsor? Socks.
Mm-hmm.
Ties,
right,
and golf equipment.
That's right,
and power tools,
right.
By the way, just absolutely doubling down on the gender roles.
Mm.
Home Depot over Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Just get your man a drill. Get your man a saw.
Yeah,
like that's all that's still their thing.
Yeah,
your dad doesn't like Father's Day. Get him a miter saw. Like your dad's like, hey. I don't know what any of this stuff is.
Yeah. Do you see the last 4 years of gifts? They're just sitting in the garage. Yeah. This is going next to the
post. If we're going to build a deck, I'm calling somebody. I don't need this. What kind of tools do you have at your house?
Like
a drill?
A hammer, a drill.
I got a hammer,
yeah.
A drill with a battery.
Yep. A leaf blower.
Yep. Oh, you have outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you need, the Manscaped is absolutely top tier. And ladies, let me just read this. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code NETPOSITIVE at manscaped.com. Available probably in the comments section.
Yep.
In the description on YouTube and wherever you hear this podcast.
Yes.
That 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. And again, use the code NETPOSITIVE. It's going to be you're going to be manscaped. You're going to be trimmed up. It's going to be under the tree, baby. 20% off free shipping with the code NEPA. You know what? I'm going to just because this is our first one.
Mm-hmm.
You like when my book came out, I was like, let me go to Barnes & Noble
mm-hmm.
and get it.
Yep.
Just when my DVD first came out in Family Christian Bookstores in 2017, I went and I go, do you have it? And they go, yeah, we have it. And I went there. I'm going to do that with this.
That's really cool.
Because they're our first sponsor. Mm-hmm. Is that the, are they called sponsors, partners? What do we call them?
Both.
20% off. That's a, and free shipping with the code NetPositive at manscaped.com, baby. Let's go.
Corey, I'll start doing ASMR. Yeah.
Happy to be. Just moved to town.
Come, give me some cred, bro. I've been here almost 2 years, man.
Jeez. We had a, hold on. I don't know. Okay.
2 years, just moved to town, he says?
Well, the timeline is tricky because we had a, I got popular in 2000.
I like this phrase. I got popular.
I had a job. Can we corroborate that?
Can you guys be employed.
I'm not popular now.
Get on the internet.
Fact check that. Yeah. And then we had this ongoing thing. I want to say for...
It was a full year.
A year. And then you left the internet.
I did, fully.
Okay, uh-huh. You left the internet for a year.
Yep, a full year. And what I was going to say earlier, I looked through my camera roll of like 2019, 2020, and I had so many roast screenshots that I never got to use on you.
Oh, you didn't do them.
No, because I asked people to Photoshop stuff, right?
Yeah.
And bro, I'm talking hundreds.
With me on your shoulders and stuff like that.
I was holding you as a baby. I was kissing your forehead.
I think you said Happy Father's Day to John Christ, I'm your dad.
Yes.
Or something just like,
bro, someone changed his Wikipedia to, or my Wikipedia to daddy to Gabriel, Lily, River, and John Christ.
Yes.
So, bro, I'm talking hundreds of screenshots that I never got to use. So I thought maybe I'll bring it back. And I was like, man.
Well, the moment's passed.
Then
I went to rehab. You were gone for a year.
And I basically went to rehab, but just didn't tell anybody.
You're in your rehab
of my soul.
Yeah, like how it should, not publicly. Yeah. You just were like, I gotta get out.
Yep.
And then I was gone, but we were still like texting during that time. Yeah. You were gone. I was like, man, I was like, I'm not gonna kick a man while he's down. He's not on the internet. So it's not fun to.
Yeah, it's not quite as.
He's gone. And then I was gone. And then you were, there was like a very sensitive, like, like if I was to do like a roast of myself, like I know what everyone would hit, but you were like, I'm not hitting that yet. I feel like what you're like,
which is also what I said before marriage.
Yeah. Dang it. Okay.
Can that be on there?
Yeah. That's actually a very Christian joke. If you think about it.
Very nice.
That's very
staying true.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's a great joke. Actually.
But I texted you a bunch of roasts.
Yeah.
You remember? I went right in.
Yeah. And I was in Hattiesburg and there was like Asbury Retirement Center. I was like, this is where I'm going to put you or something like that.
Yes. So,
but it was very, it was all very like, to me, it was always like therapeutic and like helpful because these things that we like make fun of, like that people take us too seriously.
I mean, that's what you do. You bring levity to, like that's your job. You bring levity to life and difficult situations.
Well,
or at least Christian situations back in the past.
Well, I do. All right. I still make like Christian jokes.
Yeah.
But like a lot of the Christian content I make is like, how does a traditional Christian person, like I did like if Bible characters had therapists.
Mm-hmm.
So that's bringing all the knowledge to now. But like the Christian, like what's popular in Christianity, we talked about this before the podcast, I don't really know it anymore.
Yeah.
And do you?
To a certain extent.
Like who's...
I think like...
I can't make the jokes anymore because I don't know, I'm not in the group anymore.
Yeah,
I'm not in the group.
I think for a lot of intents and purposes, I'm very much not in that group anymore.
Wait, is it intense?
He actually nailed that. Intents and purposes.
Meaning like the intent. Nah, bro.
I was actually, as soon as he said it, I was fact like, wow, it. Impressive. He got that.
A lot of intents and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
For all intensive purposes.
No,
for
all intents,
I would say.
Yeah. Intents and purposes. Meaning the intentions.
I have a good intent.
Mm-hmm.
For all intents
and the purposes.
I just never heard it like...
as correct as
sounded
I said.
Out. I never heard it enunciated like that.
Intents and
for all
purposes.
Intents and purposes, continue.
Yeah, I mean, in a lot of ways, I'm not in those circles as much as maybe I once was or people wanted me to be.
Okay, yeah.
Because, Reckless Love is like this big church, quote-unquote, song.
You were our leader. Yeah.
Yeah, like I was just trying to write a song that felt like it hit home and everyone was like, oh, it's a huge church song. This guy's a worship leader guy.
Go. Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I've done that and I love God and I love worship. but it's not necessarily my vocation. I love writing songs, and that song happened to hit the church. So everyone just went, you must be this, this, and this.
Do you like to perform or no?
Yeah, I do.
You do like it.
I do. Yeah. I think it's amazing. And I like to perform because I think songs change people, and I get to do songs. So that's,
like to write. That's fun for me. So then I feel like I was starting making these videos about Christian things.
Yeah.
About, and then everybody the same was like, this guy is the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with they've kind of done that to me in conservatism.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, hey, you made this.
Yeah, you had the Republican.
You made a joke about Biden.
Yeah.
You're. And I go, kind of with Candace Owens.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that one. When the Candace Owens is a, she had a take. She's a.
I know who she is.
She's the leader of like the alt. Not
the woke
alt, right?
Right.
Nah, I don't know.
the woke right. The woke right.
But she said some things back in 2015? and everybody was kind of like, you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But she did. She did. She fully embraced it, I feel. And that's a lot of like
her
identity, you know?
Yep. And I don't know her personally, but if you sat down with her at dinner and you're like, tell us about the insurrection. She's like, yeah, I don't know. I'm more than that.
I don't know. She's like, just follow my socials. You'll see me talk about it every day.
You kind of lean into like whatever made you. Lean into that on the internet.
That's also the saying, you only own half of like whatever you put out.
Yeah.
So like the audience decides what it's going to be. You put it out with that intention and the audience goes, we like it over here. We're going to put you in this box.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you said, if I said, I'm going to remodel a 67 Chevy and all my content was about that. There's people for that somewhere, but the people that have put me here for this podcast do not care about that. So you making like country music is like, you can take them there.
Yeah.
You can take these people over here.
Yeah.
You can't be like, screw you. Screw you Christians. I'm over here. They're not going to come with you.
Nah.
But if you stay, like if I watch your content and you go.
Thank you for that. I appreciate
it. I watch your content. You're like this. I think the same thing happened with me when I got out of rehab. Everyone was going, is he still like working within the rule book?
Yeah.
So like, right? So you're Corey Asbury is like not a part of the formal church or organizations or record labels or whatever. Is he still with us? Right?
Yeah.
That's what everybody wants to know about me.
Or like, so if I still claim him.
Yeah. If I come out and I'm swearing. He goes, okay, so he is.
He's out.
He's out. And he's
saying. And he's outed himself.
Like yeah, that, he's that's saying the way he's out.
Yeah,
and no, he's not. He's saying like a lot of, there's some Christian artists that I feel like have been built by the Christian subculture. And then they move on at their expense.
Yeah.
Versus like, hey, I'm maybe creatively going in a different direction. I would love for you guys to come with me.
Yeah.
Versus saying, screw you guys, you're all.
I think that's the right way. What you just said is the right way.
Yeah.
Not many people do that because I think most people blow their lives up.
Yeah.
Whether that's like self-sabotage or just full-on implosion because they couldn't handle what was going on. That's not the vibe.
Is this like, my story?
No.
Sounds right.
Yours was a...
It gets more specific as you go.
Yeah, and anyway, you got to go down to Hattiesburg.
And he started doing comedy.
Wait, hold on. This, and then you're in a church and
yours was a perceived implosion. And I think there was a measure of
that's
that.
Hilarious.
For sure, because you were the one that said, hey, I got to go do this. I got to take care of this. I'm talking about an implosion where people don't have the inner fortitude and capacity to deal with what they're experiencing, their fame or their exposure, and people just explode. They blow up.
Because they don't, yeah.
They can't handle it. They don't have the frame for it. They don't have the build, you know, what I would call the soul strength to actually deal with it.
Yeah.
That's what we see mostly in the Christian world. Or like, I'm leaving the faith because, you know, I don't believe
this
stuff anymore.
This is all too much.
Sometimes that happens,
and then you throw out the whole thing. And when you left the internet for a year, that was in response to what?
That was a response to life getting really, really busy. Me doing a lot more than I'd ever done. I'd never toured before. So
this is way more than you ever.
Oh yeah, the exposure. Yeah. Everyone wants to know you, talk to you, do yeah. every interview wants to talk to you, every show wants to have you. It's like you know, when you blow up in a good way,
yep.
everyone wants a piece of you and they're all right. pulling at you. And then my family was back home going, hey, bud, like your first responsibility is to us.
Because they didn't know your name because you were gone.
Yeah, bud. Yeah. they were calling, my son started calling me bud. Like, hey, you know, that's what I knew. I was like, I got to pull the freaking plug here. It's right, messed up.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
My wife started referring to me as guy. And it was, I knew things were bad.
She said, hey, my guy.
Hey, my guy.
Can you get some milk on the way home from
she dapped me up when I got home. What's up, bro?
Yo, bro.
Whoa.
That's when I knew it was bad. But for real,
would you turn into somebody you didn't like?
No, I don't feel like I changed. My personality, I'm very loyal to the people who brought me, if you will, or the people who made me. And in a lot of ways, Bethel Music provided a platform.
Yeah.
And I was the first artist ever on their label to ever get any radio play because they thought Bethel, you know, radio stations thought Bethel Church was crazy.
Okay.
They listened to Bill's teaching and went, no, we don't want anything to do with that. K-Love had the...
Yeah,
like
at the axe.
The cross. Like,
you know what's going to help us bridge this gap? Corey Asbury? Yeah,
no one would ever thought that.
Who would have thought? Guys, they're not crazy. Trust me. Yeah.
But that is the way it went. Yeah, and I felt like, man, I got to honor that. And I said yes to everything.
Oh, because...
Every radio interview, I was trying to...
I did the same thing.
Do it.
Because I go, this could be over tomorrow. Did you feel like that way?
No, I didn't, honestly. I knew that the locomotive was going and it was unstoppable, basically. At that point, like no one could touch that song.
Yeah.
And I just felt like I owed it to people to go hard in that season. And then basically I came home from one of my trips and Anna said, like, I've never actually said this publicly.
Yeah,
my wife, she goes... we were fighting like crazy. Yeah. We were just getting in fights. And she was.
Because you're
like,
not reading the Bible enough. I get it. Yeah.
All kinds of bad stuff. We were fighting crazy.
Yeah,
and she goes, you know, in a very serious conversation, I want you to know I'm thinking about going to stay at my mom's. And I was like, oh, that's where we are. I thought we were just having a couple fights, bro.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was done for. I just said, okay.
Did you call her bro?
You said, dog.
I thought we're just having some fights.
I was
for
my son,
for real,
dude,
right now?
I was like, oh, God, man. I got to get.
Yo, no cap?
Nah, it was a serious moment. It's weird, bro. Like, I never expected that.
Yeah.
And that was the catalyst. That was it.
Really?
I was like, okay, I got to figure this out. We went to Chicago that weekend, talked it through. God spoke very clearly. And I don't say that very often because I don't like to over-spiritualize stuff. But that was like, all right, we gotta take a full year after this and make sure that the foundation of our lives and our family is right and on. And we did. We took the full year. And that was actually when she said that we could move to Nashville. And I've been begging her to move to Nashville. And what she said was, I finally trust you that I'm not going to lose you to the music. So we can go to Nashville and I'm not going to lose you. But sorry, we got very serious there.
That's crazy. And so since your divorce, it's been bad. I'm just kidding. Come on. I didn't mean it. I get, sorry. No, it's just that, you communicate about the kids and she never saw an Nashville.
Yeah, so it's just like, it's been nice.
We had a thing you signed? We had NDA, a prenup, so we were good from the beginning, you know?
An NDA, is that what you're going to say?
NDA.
I made her sign an NDA.
She can't speak a word about
we stayed together.
Husband? I do in my live shows, I do, it's a comedy show, obviously, but then I do like a 3.5 minutes of like this.
Yeah.
And I go, sorry, I just get nervous when there's no laughter. And that's probably I don't mean to put in jokes.
Yeah.
But I do, I want to discuss these things, but I get like, how are people perceiving this? And I would throw in jokes. But I do.
The levity.
The interesting part about that is when I was in rehab, I go, this is a rock bottom. And the therapist goes to me, no, you chose this to be a rock bottom. There's way more bottoms. So that situation with your wife,
yeah,
she goes, I'm going to move in with my mom. You go, mm-hmm. Oh, that's the bottom. Where like I still had, like I was going through it publicly in the media, but all my family still loved me. I still had a house. I still had a car. I still had
money.
Yeah, money. I don't know how else to say that, but yeah. I just celebrated 3 years sober.
Yeah, that's actually amazing.
But you could, so I go, hey, this is where some changes need to be made. Mm-hmm. But I could have kept going. There's way more bottoms.
Absolutely.
And for you, there's also way more bottoms. But you, we talked about that in here before.
I hope
about,
not. In a yeah. couple of ways, I Come hope on, not.
Dude, this guy, Alex is like, I'm not being a part of this. that you go, hey, and I said, people ask me all the time about what to do with the people that are quote gone.
Yeah.
Right. They're, you know, and if not in full blown addiction to substances, mm-hmm. at least to the industry or to it's going, it, you're, they're gone.
Yeah.
And I go, there's nothing really to say to them, but once the rock bottom happens, be the first person that they want to call. That's what I say.
Mm. Absolutely.
Be the first.
That's nice.
There's like when I was out making all the porn, there's nothing you could have said to me. Mm-hmm. I don't think, mm-hmm. hey, you're going to lose your career. Didn't care. Hey, you're going to lose money. Didn't care. Hey, you're going to, I was in so much pain.
Yeah.
Didn't matter.
Yeah.
But some, why do you know why that connected with you? Had she been saying those kind of things before or no?
No, never. No, it was just fights. We were just fighting. Yeah. You know, we were annoyed at each other because I stayed up too late or, you know, whatever it was. Yeah. Dumb stuff.
Looking at your Instagram.
Yeah, I was like checking my DMs too much. You know, like, no, it's all of a sudden, boom, she was honest with me after, you know, it was probably not quite halfway into the year.
Yeah.
And I'd just been gone so much.
Yeah.
And she was like, I can't do this, basically. This isn't going to work. And that was the first time she ever said it like that.
Yeah.
Before that, it was just like little petty things, little petty fights. And it was like, no, this is where we are. And I went, oh, that's where we are? Okay.
And then that future, you go, I don't like that.
No.
I don't like that at all.
I wasn't willing to sacrifice.
Being like the guy on the road with.
Heck no, dude. No, a lot of people do that. A lot of people sacrifice family for, you know, influence or money or whatever it is. And I was like, that's not going to be the story.
Your house is pretty big. So,
it's actually tiny right now. It's 2,500 square feet.
Oh, you're building the new one?
Yeah, we're building the new one. We actually are. It's almost built.
It's like we had to just actually go into this this lower class neighborhood and actually destroy like four houses. So, that's just.
And now we're going to have two houses for a little bit.
It takes time. And the zoning for the helicopter pad is just not coming in.
It took a while.
I get it.
The permits were tough to get. We'll say it like that.
So this, like we were talking, one of the things that I want to talk about with you in here is remember that thing with the girls singing, the girls in that church singing?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
You sent that to me, right?
Okay. So there's this TikTok of these girls. I'm going to say this without being specific because it could be, there's a lot of this going on the internet. Mm-hmm. These girls singing in a church and Alex, it was horrific. Mm-hmm. It was not Pentecostal. What's it called? When you only sing and no music?
Church of Christ?
No.
I don't know.
Just voices.
Acapella.
Yeah.
Like, dude, he tried to ascribe a denomination to a type of singing.
No, they don't do music. They don't do instruments.
What denomination are you? Acapella.
I've been leaning toward acapella lately.
Yeah.
You know, just like a couple of things I really don't believe in anymore.
First acapella.
Wake up in the morning, do my acapella.
Okay, so there's these girls singing, and it was not good. Mm-hmm. And you know how TikTok, there's like 6,000 comments, mm-hmm. and you go, oh no. Oh no. And
let me interject quickly.
Yeah, go.
It was not good because they were coming through an internet feed. The audio was coming through an internet feed.
Okay.
And anytime you do that with no treatment, no nothing, it will sound bad no matter what.
That's something that I wouldn't know.
And any musical person, if three people sing unison and they're off at all a cappella, you're like, ooh. Oh, okay.
Okay.
That was not good. But if they would have had treatment, like and little things, yeah, little verb, little reverb, little goodies on it, like you'd have been like, oh, that's amazing. That's super solid.
Okay.
Because
like,
so, I used to do that at IHOP. They had the feed that came straight from the board, and people would have thought, this guy
is not good.
He's trying to, really? This guy is trying to sing?
All right.
They'd have canceled me.
This scene, I don't know anything
so
about
it. So I'm just
audio.
Giving that disclaimer. Yeah.
This seems like a very basic, I feel like a lot of churches still don't know this.
No, they don't.
That's what that seems like a very that should be 101 in the live streaming church. Don't send it directly to the like you don't put this on the soundboard.
No, you'll do stuff. He'll do these guys do are going to do stuff.
Yeah.
Cuz my voice sounds like this right now.
Yeah, it sounds
so you
got
to get it crispy.
Sounds like Charles Barkley. Okay, so I saw this and it was just people crushing these girls.
Yeah, it was brutal. Yeah. Absolutely brutal.
So and this is an important lesson, I think, for everybody. I sent it to you.
Yep.
And I go, bro.
I think that's all you said, which is bro.
Yeah. And me and you had a good laugh at it. A very good laugh at it. And then we were like, we screenshotted some of the comments, sent it back and forth to each other. And then you said to me, this is what I'll never forget. You go, those girls are never going to sing again.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you go, if you saw this, these were girls, like, this is what they had done at the church.
They're pouring out their heart. Like, that's what they did.
It seemed very sincere, and they were proud of it. And I don't know if they posted it or somebody, but when the people first were critical of me, and it was nothing worse.
Mm-hmm.
When the first time you ever get somebody being critical of you, you're just like...
Especially your creativity.
Whoa.
What you bring to the... I mean, if they look at you and they're like, oh, your hair is dumb. You're like, man, I don't like that, but... When you pour your heart out and do something that you feel like you're passionate about and someone's like, nah, that's garbage.
And young too.
Yeah. And people within your world, your like they were church girl singers, right?
Yep.
It was a bunch of church people piling on them.
Crushing them.
Like just, they're so, you know, how funny is
that?
Yeah.
And he said, they'll never sing again. And I go, oh. And I go, well, my conscience would not allow me to publicly contribute to that, to the there, because I know what those, but you know how the algorithm works. If you go copy link and text it, that is what sends it.
Yep.
That's in it. That's when you send, I know in TikTok, like you like, comment, share, tag, when you get a link and send it outside of TikTok, for someone that's not on TikTok to come into TikTok, that's their...
They love
that's
that.
That's the golden egg right there.
That's the top.
So
they they ring a bell in the office.
Yeah, so...
All the people over in China.
We got one.
Okay, go back to the girls, though. The girls.
Singing. Oh, the girls singing. Yeah, so you go, they're never gonna sing again. And I go, well, I didn't contribute to this. And you go, well, you said we did. We did by... We watched it a couple times, and I know on TikTok, that's how I have a living. Yeah. That's why I have this podcast, is because I know if you watch something and you watch it again, that's... So I watched it three times.
You contributed.
More than that. So you always get like we did like, you vote in like once every 4 years, once every 2 years, maybe if you're like a great citizen. But I voted last week. What?
It's just funny to me that like... Two, if you really know what you're doing.
If you're like,
if you really care.
I voted last week in the off-season election.
Nice, dude.
Nice.
The
off-season
election. The minor leagues.
There's some things in this podcast that go, I'm not bringing this on the podcast because in essence, every follow, every like, every view is your vote.
Yeah, you're condoning it. You're saying voting, I'm good with this.
Yeah, you're basically voting for. And you said, I think we said something to the extent of, well, there are necessary, like you said, you joke about some things, like if a worship leader is not good, and you talk with the sound guy about how that guy is not good, that you would hate for that to get around to him, but there's some level of coping or like, would you go, that was so awful. And you're not going to have the guy back. And he's probably, maybe he's just once a week and he's moving on to the next. It's not, you don't need to have a critical conversation with him.
Yes.
But you have to, when I used to host open mic all the time and new comics would come out there and bomb, bomb.
Oof, that's embarrassing.
And you have to, as the host, come out afterwards and go, It's tough. Yeah. And then everybody, it goes,
well,
thank you.
Well, there's a discomfort and an anxiety that comes over the room when someone sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just true. That's true of music as
well. That's what I was feeling when
I saw it. Yep. They can actually, if you're like, if they're the opener for you, they can actually ruin your set. Because the funk or the whatever you want to call
in
it.
In the room.
The chi is 100%.
Effed. Yeah.
Like it's done. And then you
is that
get
why
up.
You're out of Christianity? Because
yeah, it's all about cheese.
Yeah, I think that, that's why. Yeah.
That was the line that did it.
Yeah, they're sticking with it.
What happened?
Yeah, the cheese.
It's a catchphrase now.
Yeah, I don't even know if that's on a T-shirt.
It's true though. It's true. You know that's true.
Yeah. Do not F the
cheese. The thing about the thing about that video is, I think you and I can genuinely appreciate the humor that was in the comments. The comments were the funniest thing. And while I love those girls, and I actually, I think I told you this.
Yeah.
I found
you said you wanted
that church.
Yep.
I got a hold of them and I did a 40-minute Zoom with those three girls. And
what,
just
you did?
Encouraged
Bro,
them and
what?
Loved them and I prophesied over them.
You
and they
did?
Cried their eyes out. It was like the sweetest thing. Me and my wife just talked to them for like 30 minutes.
About that?
About that. I just addressed the elephant. I said, I know that's difficult. Like I that sucks. What happened to you guys sucks.
Damn.
I was like, I know that you're all decent singers. You might not be the greatest singers in the world, but I get what you're coming. Like what I said about that, the audio feed. Mm-hmm. I was like, I get that. I've been there before. I've been roasted before.
Gosh, dude.
And all three of them just cried.
Of course. I'm going to cry.
They were
dude.
Like, it was super sweet.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, I'm not trying to be a hero. Yeah. What I'm saying
I didn't know
you
this.
And I in the comments, we read the comments and the comments were so funny.
It's funny.
They were hilarious.
They were funny.
Objectively, you can just enjoy the fact that there is so much great golden humor
like creative,
in those comments.
Hilarious.
So funny. Yep. Black Church was absolutely just showing off in those comments. Like it was remarkable. Yeah. They should have won like an Emmy or I don't know what the thing is that. You know, whatever.
Well, that's strike two for your cancellation.
I didn't say that they win. I said that you win.
Yeah. A dove. You know, I think they got
they should have won a dove.
Yeah.
But it was so funny. We could objectively enjoy that while still appreciating that those girls deserve better. You know? And we weren't going, these girls are trash and garbage, but you can still find it's still hilarious. Yeah. There's nothing you can do about that. That's just the truth.
That is a situation that happened.
It did.
By
it did.
Call it the algorithm or, but somebody, but I do know, like when you, if that's on like church memes, it's posted to joke. That was posted sincerely, I think. As like a.
No. It was on their church TikTok.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't on like.
They were showcasing it.
No, it wasn't like worship leader fails or whatever.
It was like, this is, these are sincere. And that's why, so. The holding of both of those things.
There's a tension to everything. In every part of life, there's tension. And in this situation, that's the tension. This is hilarious, but those girls deserve dignity and honor.
And
God
say,
loves them and is proud
like,
of
hey,
them.
God loves you. Like, you don't deserve how John Chris talked about you. Like, I was part of the helping.
No, it's so funny because when I was talking to them, they actually acknowledged that there was a lot of funny stuff said.
Nice.
They gosh, appreciated dude. That.
That.
But at the same time, they were deeply hurt. Like... So it's kind of what we're talking about here. Like there's a tension to
so
it.
So you're saying like on the net, it's a positive. That's the name of our podcast.
Oh yeah.
We're always trying to find like the net. Like, so it was deeply sad, probably traumatizing.
Yeah, but it was plus one. They were in the green.
Yeah, they're in the black.
The black,
sorry. Yeah, they're in the green.
I call it green just because, you know.
So that, there is something to be like, hey, like... You were particularly moved by that because you obviously have experience in church and experience as on social media and experience singing.
Yeah.
So you were I watched the I was watching the news yesterday. My girlfriend is and they did this story about how there's this high school or not it's like a middle school, elementary school where the kids are so poor that they don't want to come to school because they can't afford to wash their clothes.
Yeah.
And the principal like takes the kids' jackets, like, hey, let me grab that jacket from you and washes them.
That's amazing.
And then she goes, I'm not trying to like blow my horn by this, but she goes, sometimes I don't have
He said blow my horn.
Is that right?
No.
What is it?
No, it's toot my own horn.
Listen, I don't mean to, for all intensive purposes, I don't
For all intensive purposes, I don't want to blow anyone's horn or anything, but
like, that's not even like, close.
Wait a sec. That wasn't it.
But then she said, well, we sometimes we can't afford the laundry detergent.
Yeah.
And I just watched it. I go, we're going to Walmart and we're getting done.
Yeah.
I was so moved by that because I think I relate to being a kid and not really having the resources and wanting to fit in with other middle school kids.
Yeah.
And I go, I don't even know what we're doing tonight, but cancel it. Mm-hmm. Let's go to get some laundry. And we took eight things of laundry detergent over to this school.
Eight Tide Pods.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, hey,
we bought eight Tide Pods.
Threw them over the fence like grenades.
It came in 12. I took four of them for my house. Like, here's the eight.
Oh, I love that, man.
We diluted them.
Yeah. But you go, however many people watch that and they go, I didn't connect. But you go, so is that, because I would say people that are not Christian have that. We would say it's the Holy Spirit maybe guiding you or, but you were so moved by that you go, I bet I can help.
Yeah.
Or I can contribute to the good of this.
Yeah. I mean, it's quite simple. Like,
that seems like what our job is to be.
I think
it seems like.
Yeah. Yeah. Not to honk my own horn. But like, that's the work. That's the work.
That seems
Jesus,
like the work.
In my opinion.
And voting for Trump. But that seems like, yeah.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
That's
build the wall,
unstated.
Vote for Trump. Yeah. That's third.
Yeah. Listen to Candace Owens podcast.
No, dude. I took it right up here. You took it too far. Dude. We love Candace Owens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a lot to say.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to stop there.
Yeah,
though.
We're going to stop there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me ask you about one more thing I want to ask
please.
You. And then we'll get to the news. A lot
please.
To catch up on the pod. Okay. Uh-huh. I saw you at the Bluebird.
Yeah.
You had a show at the Bluebird, a writer's round.
Yep.
And I've been thinking about this since then. And I've like, with my relationship with Christianity and growing up in church and very emotional experiences in church and going to church and crying. I was crying in church on Sunday. Like, that's very frequent.
Not to honk his own horn.
Yeah, not to burst you guys' bubble. But that's all right. So that one
was actually correct.
It was?
Yeah, good job.
Oh, yeah, shoot. Okay. So we watched, there's, you know what like a writer's round is, Alex? Mm-hmm. Where like everybody's on stage and this guy plays, everybody plays a song.
Yep.
So Corey plays his song, Reckless Love, which has moved me. Is that fair to say? Has moved me in the past. I hate it now. Sorry. I hate it now.
In the past.
In the past, yes. Loved it. Yes. Yeah. And I was like, there's nothing like this. And I realized like I was a lot like this. But no, just kidding. And I heard the song. I never heard it played live. And I was moved to tears by the song. And I was just struck by when he said he's been so kind to us.
Mm-hmm.
And God has been so kind to me. Mm-hmm. And I was just struck by that. Anyway, so then the next guy is the guy that sang The House That Built Me.
Yeah.
What's his
Tom
name?
Tom Douglas.
Tom Douglas.
The absolute house. Legend, man.
So you play that song, and then he plays that song. And that song is sung by who?
Miranda Lambert, I think.
And it's about what? It's about
The House That Built Him. Where he grew up.
How he grew up.
Yeah.
And what
made him.
Yeah, what made him and how he became to be the guy that he is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or The House That Built Me. I can't go home again. Just go back one last time. Ma'am, I don't know if you know me from Adam, but these handprints of the front steps are mine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I listened to that song and I was also moved to tears.
Yeah.
And I left being like kind of confused about what I go, well, what were those church experiences?
Mm-hmm.
If what I thought it was all like God, but that seems very, to the way I grew up, very anti-God. Not anti-God, but it's just a song.
Yeah.
And then so I go, what? I don't know what to think about these things.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a fair question to ask?
That wasn't a question, but okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I fully understand what you're saying. And I think,
why am I crying over this, but also crying over this? Like I cried at have you ever cried over any kind of art that's not specifically Christian? I cried at a Coldplay show.
I was about to say, how the heck do you know what art is Christian, what is not?
Yeah, like in the Christian, like at family bookstore.
Yeah, no, I frequently cry at family bookstores, not for that reason, but yes.
I don't think it exists anymore.
Yes, absolutely, 100%. Yes.
That you go, oh, this is emotionally I was moved emotionally by this. And then I think a lot of the critiques of, like, let's say, like, Hillsong.
Yeah, or, very recently.
I've seen, like, a lot of...
They emotionally manipulated me with their music.
Yeah, which I disagree with.
That's a goofy take.
Absolute goofy clown show. Just an absolute woke...
Dude.
TikTok clown. Like, to say, like, hey, they, like... Here's what I've seen this one. Here's what pastors do to manipulate you to give money is to play.
That's called cogent speaking.
I don't know what that is, but go with it. What does that mean?
It just means you're doing a good job at communicating.
Yeah.
Like, that's the point.
I saw Joel Osteen gets 18,000 people, whatever. I was like, if I had the capability to influence people to get up on Sunday at that many, I would.
Exactly.
Everybody would.
That's like saying, I've seen your shows and you often like lay on the ground.
Yeah.
And like do things and laugh and kick. And
yeah.
That's like saying, oh, when, you know, I'm so offended at John Chris because when I went to his show, he laid on the ground to try to coerce me into laughing. Like, are you kidding me right now? Like, for real?
That's like embarrassing. It's embarrassing. It's a
goofy thought.
Hey, you know when you went to like, the Guns N' Roses and they had the pyro.
Yeah.
You were
inspired by that? You should be offended that you were inspired by that.
You know, you went to the Predators game and they scored a goal and they hang that, like they manipulated me into being excited.
Yeah.
I was trying to sit here and be bummed out, but they had I like it. I love it. I want some more. Exactly. I had to stand up and sing and I was pissed.
Yeah.
Because I don't have control of my own
emotions.
Then,
you know what I wanted to do when I went home?
My gosh.
I had such a good time at that game that I wanted to go to another one. And I got on Ticketmaster and I go, I want to go to another one of these games. And now I'm mad at the Preds.
I literally thought you were going to say, and you know what I wanted to do when I got home? Oh. Not kill myself.
Oh, yeah. That would have been a better angle.
There you go.
He saved him.
He did a good job.
Saving lives. Yeah.
I'm telling you, bro.
You ever watch a horror movie, but like without, they like take the music out.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, it's not scary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, because you go to like you want to be emotionally taken.
It's like being mad at crying at a movie because they manipulated you because their music was so powerful and, you know, the acting was so excellent that you cried. It's like, oh, I'm so mad about that. Like,
what is the term you used for what kind of take that was?
He said cogent speaking.
No, before that, he's like, it's a bum.
It's a goofy take.
Goofy. That's just like a.
It earnest, is. It's goofy.
Earnest. He has one of the best put downs. You go, dude, what a bozo.
Yeah.
That's bozo. Just like, dude,
bro,
that is
old
just
school.
So,
this is hurt so bad.
So straight he's up, like, it's a bozo dude, this move. Guy is a bozo. I go, dude, there's nothing worse than that. Just like, this is incoherent or this is dumb. Like, this is.
No, it's
this
a bozo.
Goofy.
It
dude.
Is. It's goofy. It's goofy. No, but
it's
for real,
goofy.
Like what you were
it's
saying
embarrassing,
before,
dude. It's embarrassing.
Like,
yeah,
we're emotional beings. We are created that way. We are created in the image of God, and He is an emotional person.
Yeah,
Jesus cried. Jesus felt things.
Yeah, yeah.
And if we think that we're not gonna feel things, throughout life, whether it's looking at the sky or a flower,
emotions.
Or a painting, or the family bookstore, some people get emotional there. You know, like.
Oh, man.
Then I think we're silly. Like that's a bozo take.
It's a bozo
take. It is.
Dude, I
and
love
then,
that
and
so
much. And then to say that.
Shout out Ernest.
That worship can't be emotional.
Yeah.
Worship should be emotional.
Yeah.
Now, if the intention is simply to tickle your little eyes so you cry, I think that's stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
The intention should be that we cause people to meet God, at which point they cry. That's a normal thing. But being pissed off afterward because you cried in a worship experience and
save
it made you stick around
it,
longer.
Dude.
I served harder at the church because I cried in worship and I'm so mad about it. Like, are you serious right now?
Are you serious?
Is this real?
It's like, dude,
for real.
Dude, forgive your youth pastor.
Like, those guys were not just trying to get you to like serve harder in their youth group.
No.
They were trying to create a genuine encounter with the guy, the man who made you able to cry at stuff. Like,
and they are human, so they might not have done it perfectly.
And we have to have room for
that.
We're
not saying that.
We have to have room for that.
Yep.
But the only thing that matters is motive and intention.
Yeah.
If their motive was and intention was pure, that's the only way you can.
Well, so then very, very quickly, we don't want to get into this too deep, but the deconstruction movement is like, so I, like my parents were like, no kissing till marriage. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to. They would no, no.
What about the blowing of horns?
Proverbially, college. Okay, in college. Cool, yeah, cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it depends on. Okay, no, not.
depends on your denomination. Yeah. If you're an acapella, did you totally say, fine. Yeah. Did you totally say, fine.
Acapella, you blow horns all night. Yeah. So you go.
Okay. Blow horns all night. Literally, by definition, you do not blow horns in a cappella.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, by definition.
Yeah. Okay. Thank
As
you.
As Lydia Fielder would say, nice, nice, nice. That they, if I like the way you said that, because every, my parents were doing the best that with the information they had. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of like in the 80s, 90s, there was a lot of fear of like mainstream, like, Halloween or Harry Absolutely. Potter, and they were mm-hmm. like they withheld those things from us.
Yeah,
that was the teaching, the kind of evangelical teaching at that time.
Yeah.
Was very that. So sure. It was incorrect, but they that's what the best that they knew.
Yeah,
so the I if agree. You there's a lot of these people that were like their intent was your youth pastor for doing like a virginity ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Disagree with top to bottom,
but I have zero comment from me.
But or like there's like a I was at a Christian conference. I went back and found it on my Instagram. There's like a like purity underwear that have like Bible verses on them.
Oh my
like,
god!
Like the intent was not 100% genuine, but as close as you can get.
I would hope so.
Yes.
I would
hope so. Then you go. Well, I mean, things. Yeah, the water's got muddied a little bit, but you're mad. We're all in our late 30s, mm-hmm. and we're like mad at some guy that didn't know. But he was 22, and he is a youth pastor that was like failed out of college. And somebody's like, "Can you like give the kids Oreos and like play them a movie?" And you're like, I guess. And then
that's the qualification.
And he was good at it.
Yeah,
so
and he was pretty good. And he was pretty cool. And he had a Fu Manchu.
He had a cool haircut.
Yeah, I thought that was awesome.
He had frosted tips, so he cargos, was a shoe in, bro.
Like, say less. Like,
absolutely.
Don't even interview. Background check. Nah, this guy's got cargos and Vans, bro. Vans. Yeah, game over, up, dude. So yeah, the intention of all that was like it was incorrect. But you're going to be, I hate to say this to you, but your kids are, you've wounded them in some way.
Absolutely.
And my therapist said, I'm a therapist and I've probably over-therapized my kids. Does that make sense? Like,
mm-hmm. yeah.
No one is, you want the best for your children, but you might have, I'm going to show them this and they might have taken it as wrong in some kind of way.
Yeah.
So, but your intent,
it's par for the course.
You would want your kids to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Absolutely.
They're like, well,
and I think that they don't, and I didn't until I became an adult and started having kids and went, oh my gosh.
Like, yeah.
I'm trying really hard and I probably like irreparably ruined my son. Like,
nah, your son's the man, dude. I've seen him. We hung out with him.
He's cool.
Saying when those TikTok deconstructionists become adults, they're going to regret. They're going to be like, oh, I regret my bozo takes.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think there's a lot of fear. A
lot of fear, yeah.
In the Christian culture.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what you're referring to with your parents. Like, they were scared of Halloween.
Scared to death.
And why? Like, you know, Paul prays in the New Testament, there was like some food that was sacrificed to demons and everyone's like, don't eat it. It's gonna, you know, like you're going to get demonized.
That's where you can translate their voices from the Bible times. I didn't know they had, that's strange that you could do that.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, they're going to, I didn't know they talked like that.
Yeah, they did.
Weird. Yeah.
They did. Those were the haters. That's how the haters sounded.
Oh,
Oh, they're going to go.
Well, tell, we don't have to discuss it if you don't want, but tell Alex quickly the fingernail polish thing.
Oh God.
You want to talk about it or no?
Do we have a lot of time or do we have a little time?
No, just tap into it a little bit.
So my
you
girls.
You want me to say it or you say it?
No. I'll say it. My girls like to paint my nails.
Mm-hmm.
It's like something that's fun for them. Like, you know, daddy painting nails time, whatever. And I'm like, cool. Yeah, I'm great with that. Like, no worries. And I don't care about taking it off because I'm lazy.
Okay.
Like, you got to get like fingernail polish to take it off. It's actually quite annoying.
Yeah.
So I just wear it and I don't care. And people always ask me like, why are you wearing fingernail polish? Whether with good intention or bad intention, when they ask me.
Yep. Yep.
A lot of people are just genuinely curious. A lot of people are genuinely judgmental. That's just the world we live in.
Yep.
So finally, you know, that so many people say,
or you did, it was on TikTok.
Yeah.
You
so many people said on TikTok,
you made a video and everybody goes, what's going
why,
on?
Why do you do yeah. this? Why are your nails painted? And I just said, hey, listen, you know, I do this because my girls paint my nails and it's something special to them. It means something to them.
Yeah.
And just so we're clear, this is a, and this is the word that pisses Republicans off.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
wing Republicans yeah. can't handle this phrase.
Yeah.
Societal construct to them immediately equals leftist, woke, homosexual
yep.
agenda. If you say societal construct, people think you're attacking the Bible. Yep. I'm attacking society.
Okay.
Society and our cultural norms say that a man can't do that. However,
and especially as a Christian.
As a Christian, and what everyone references is in these times when everyone's questioning their sexuality already, yeah. how could you do this? I don't care.
Your fingernail polish did say Happy Pride Month. I get what you're saying.
It was a very sweet time.
Okay. So people that are.
They got on you about this.
They went for him. Dude.
Really?
I've never seen anything like this. And I don't acknowledge comments because I think when you do, it gives them a reason to continue mm-hmm. commenting.
Yeah.
You know, when
nobody comments on my stuff ever, because I'll talk about it in this forum.
Yeah.
But no one criticizes my stuff ever.
Yeah. I've never given voice to it. No, you mm-hmm. can't. And it's silly. But I was quite surprised, I'll say, at the level of hate.
Vitriol.
Full on hatred from the church, obviously, and the phrase, I think it's, what is it? There's no hate like Christian love. I think that, can someone fact that?
I got that tattooed on my back.
Christian love is, whatever, you'll find it. But the point is, like, and you know what's really funny?
There it is, you're right. Yeah.
Is that what it says? There's no hate like Christian love? Exactly. And those are public tweets. I'm sure those are very good. The funny thing to me was most of the comments that were really hateful were from the super prophetic squad.
Oh, yeah.
The squad that does like the travel ministry that no one actually cares about.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that they go and they're trying to become a travel minister and they go for zero money and they lose money to do it.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Those were the ones that were the maddest and they had a lot of things to say.
Yeah.
You know, talking about, you know, he's trying to. Basically, one of the main comments was just simply all caps gay from pastors. I'd love to pull it up.
They were being like gay, like
no. They were serious. Funny. They were dead serious.
I would put gay.
No, they were not saying like that. They were saying gay. And then I'd look at the bio and it was like pastor of, you know, blah, blah, blah church in Illinois. Like
what?
And I was like,
serious,
bro, are you for real right now? This is what you have time to do. But the truth is, back in the day, like,
How many A's in gay is it become funny? Like,
it had to be at least four, gay. In my opinion.
Yeah,
I think you need a U in there.
Lowercase, uppercase.
I agree with that. If it's just all caps, gay, that's just mean.
Like, if you said, hey, John, do you want to play basketball tonight? I go, nah, I can't. I'm going to dinner with my girlfriend. Gay. That's like.
At which point you would get canceled, yes.
Yeah, that's like a joke, like.
That's from the movie.
Yes.
So people get that reference.
But if you go, gay.
Yeah, that's mean.
That seems aggressive. Yeah.
So, you know, back in the day, like warriors used to paint their fingernails before going.
Yeah.
And they put on makeup. And like when you go and do TV interviews, they put makeup on.
Yeah, of course.
Every guy gets makeup. That's normal. Yeah. But you don't see those, you know, those prophetic evangelists
coming after
standing outside of the you know, Fox News going, how could you as a male, blah, 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 put makeup on?
Can you say
on
another network, please?
Sorry.
That I do go on Fox CNN. News a lot. Yeah, just hypothetically. They never invited me over there, but yeah.
So that happened, and I don't know how, but it's still making rounds. And I think the only part that frustrated me a little bit, if I'm very honest with you, here was the big Christian news outlets running stories that said Corey Asbury condones men painting their fingernails. Because I didn't say that. They took that. I didn't say that.
See if you can look that up, Alex. Yeah.
There's a ton of them. There's probably
that.
This became like a whole thing. It wasn't just like.
Yeah, it was like a thing. Yeah. Well. All right, so I was like, people have run things about me, breaks his legendary silence. Okay. Yeah, save
There's video breakdowns on it.
This is the height of bozo-ness.
This is the peak. It really is.
Your hair looks great there. Your hair looks great.
Over gender, defends men wearing nail polish.
Absolute bozo.
I defended my girls painting my nails. That was it. So that is a gigantic extrapolation of what I said.
Alex is like not super deep in this community. I wanted you to explain this to him because he's going, what?
And this is terrible.
And this
this is terrible.
Again, all I have to say is it is fear driven. People are so scared of homosexuality.
Yeah.
They are so scared of basically anything LGBTQ. They're so scared of it.
Yeah.
And honestly, I feel like it's always to protect their kids. Oh my gosh, if their kid sees someone saying this, that they're going to turn gay.
That is the fear.
That is the root of all of this.
That they're scared of that.
They are scared of it.
Yep.
They're genuinely fearful. And that's what fuels this sort of commentary, basically.
And
that
it's like when I
stupidity.
It's like the fear of like my parents threatened me with public school one time.
Yeah,
we were homeschooled. If you don't shape up and start following the rules, we're gonna send you to public school. Mm-hmm. And I had an idea that public school was
fire and brimstone.
I don't know. But like, we grew up where my church, where we, you drive past 40 churches to get to my church.
Yeah.
And those ones were, we don't go in those.
Yeah,
ones.
Those weren't it.
Don't. First Baptist, don't go in there. It's all very strange. The fear is strange.
It is, man. And it really exists. I would say more exaggeratedly in the church. We're scared of everything.
But that's the fuel.
It is.
That's the fuel on the whole thing.
It is.
It's the fuel on
a lot of theology too. It's like you know, you're going to burn in hell. Dangle someone over hell and maybe they'll turn.
Yeah.
And I think scripture does say like some are saved by hellfire, which I still don't know what the hell that means.
Yeah. Ooh, nice.
Quote me on that.
Yeah.
You can definitely cancel me for that later. But the truth is, I think love is the best and only motivator, in my opinion. You're not going to get people to change by screaming at them and telling them how bad and how stupid and how blah, blah, blah they are. Love is the only thing that motivates. Otherwise, you revert back to your stuff after you're not scared of that thing anymore.
For lasting change.
Yeah.
To create lasting change.
Correct.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Correct.
You might get a short-term change, correct, but it's not going to last.
I can scream at my kid,
right,
you know, and cuss and yell and don't do that. But guess what? When he's out of my house, he's probably going to start doing that again.
Yep.
Yeah,
because he's not afraid of me anymore.
Would you say, all the way back to the beginning of this conversation, the when your wife came to you and said, I might go stay at my mom's, that wasn't out of deep love.
That was not a threat. That wasn't, hey, I'm trying to scare you into staying home.
Hey, if you screw up one more time, I'm out.
Nah,
it
not
goes,
at all.
Hey, I don't. I know what I think you want from your life and what's best for you and what's best for this marriage. Mm-hmm. And I can't be around you. Keep making self-destructive.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean that, whatever, you get it. Like, yes, absolutely.
Well, just paint your toenails, dude, and cover them up. And then we're fine.
I know, dude.
You did drop a bar.
Everyone was like, I can't believe that you don't take that nail polish off before you go out in public. That is so disgraceful.
I painted my nails for Halloween and I kept it on a couple of days.
I think it.
I've seen the guys with the clear
cut.
I think the guy with the clear, it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
But here's the big point that I want to make. Painting nails is cool for a woman in our society, but it's not for a man. If that was flipped.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
That's not a Bible thing. That's just a made up.
It's not. And people quoted like Leviticus like freaking 3 or something, which is right next to like don't eat shrimp.
Yeah.
Basically saying like You know what I mean? Like, they basically said men should not dress effeminate.
Yeah.
Men used to wear freaking robes with no underwear and back wigs. In the day. Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
Long hair. People still get pissed at long hair. They get pissed at tattoos. They get pissed at the stupidest things because we're so focused on the law.
It's fear.
We're so focused on doing something wrong and people just want to be right.
Yeah.
In the comments, they just want to be right.
Yeah. I do want to be right a lot.
All you got to do is go, oh, cool. You think that? Good. I'm glad. It's fantastic.
The Bozo was the clown. That emoji, just the thumbs up emoji. Mm-hmm. You might just put the Bozo, like,
it's just the clown.
Just the clown.
Can you imagine if there's an emoji with the clown with a thumbs up?
Game over.
That's the most sarcastic emoji.
I'm gonna make that clown with a thumbs up. like whatever this, like Corey Asbury at the top of this article, just repost it with the clown with the thumbs up. It's
Lord.
I'd quit journalism.
Man.
That's just tough. Speaking of, let's get to the news.
Let's get it.
Yeah, we can run a couple.
Somebody, too many heavy topics.
Here's a good one.
All right. We talk a lot about mini libraries, and we
I don't even know what that means, dude.
Okay. This like, I don't this even headline know what it means. Is updated. So there must be a first
right, not first edition.
I've got sent Jesus. This 100 times. Someone blew up a little free library in Arlington Forest. Someone blew one up.
First of all, I want to know, do they mean like blew it up?
Or
based like, on that photo?
That looks blown up.
Oh my!
They put
Lord.
Some. All right, so there's a photo of a blown up mini library, and we have to come on publicly. I'm going to look the camera in the eye and say we denounce this behavior. this is a big
disclaimer.
This is our January 6th. This is net positives January 6th.
Insurrection.
January 6th, when they went to the Capitol.
Got it.
We were like, hey, we always trash on these because it's like very like performative. Like, hey, you know, 12 South, bro.
Yeah,
those are $4 million homes. And people have mini libraries. Like, people are like, we don't know where to get books. Like, it's like underprivileged children are like, we can't afford to read. So hopefully someone is a library. So these are everywhere. And I go, get rid of the mini libraries.
Can I add some color to it?
Somebody blew one up.
Please. Yeah,
so this happened. The explosion happened shortly after midnight.
Oh, is it after hours?
Yes, late night. Yeah. When crews arrived, they found a small outside fire.
It was blow up. Yeah.
As well as a damaged, privately owned outdoor book collection box, aka mini library.
Yeah.
The fire marshal was requested to the scene to investigate.
Investigate?
The suspect or suspects remain at large. It doesn't end there.
Can we just quickly talk about what could have been the motive here?
That's what we go back to your youth pastor. What's the motive?
Right.
If they catch this guy and he says, I listened to a podcast.
Oh my God.
It's over for me. It's over for me. It's over for all of us. And next week they're like, we don't have a podcast. What happened to it? Well,
it got blown up.
He's in court, dude. It got blown up.
They're playing clips from the pod in court.
You're like, no, we were joking. We were joking. Some that has to have been all right. That's got to be.
What is the motive here?
Why okay, no, I'm genuinely confused. Like well, I don't
in,
understand.
We're,
this.
We're in. We talk about it. We're in deep. Corey is not in as deep.
He's just catching strays right now.
What could the possible motive be for blowing up a library?
Yeah. Dude? You're just guilty by association at this point. Sorry, bro. We got you in on it. We shouldn't
what
harboring
would be?
A fugitive.
What would be the motivation?
A neighbor went out with a fire extinguisher to control the resulting fire.
Okay, so this is not like. If you're like drunk, and we used to drive through our neighborhood with like a bat and like hit the garbage cans mm-hmm. over, like just that's like a fun
or blast in a mailbox. That's a lot of fun.
This is what's it called? Like when you like kill somebody versus like when you go back and load
manslaughter.
Your gun.
Manslaughter.
No, versus murder.
Premeditated.
Yeah, this they had plans.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and then the explosion was followed by several others nearby, including one that blew up another wooden fixture near the amphitheater. There's that one.
For real, talk to me. Like, what am I missing? Why are people doing this? I don't get it.
We don't know.
We don't like
don't
these,
know.
But not that
we,
much.
I'm very aggressively against them. Because I go, there's libraries. Go to there. They're free. Like people being, you're confused as to why I hate them.
No, I'm confused. Yeah. I want to know why the suspect or suspects did what they did. What do they have against a mini library? Say, I'm so confused.
Read the 1110.
I don't know, but the FBI and the ATF is also assisting with the investigation, the according FBI, to the Arlington County Fire Department.
The ATF, them alphabet boys, bro. They coming for you, dog.
What is ATF?
The
aerial terrestrial fires or something?
Assault.
Tactical forces.
What is ATF? Oh, ATF is like the, it's like, it's something about guns.
It's a movie with T.I., isn't it?
Yeah.
I've heard what?
Yeah.
Or WTF.
Yeah, ATF. The alphabet boys, baby. Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They're in, what city is this? Maybe that'll help
this
us.
This is Arlington.
That was Texas, right?
I know of what? No, it said Arlington Forest. Look up Arlington Forest.
Maybe Illinois or something.
What city is that?
Arlington County. This has to be Texas.
Why? Because it said Arlington?
Yeah.
Arlington Forest. Arlington Forest in Arlington, Virginia.
Ooh.
Yeah, there you go.
Right next to an Outback Steakhouse.
Mm, the plot thickens.
All right, we can't leave this alone. So, no, we can't. We don't have time to. Somebody on the internet, somebody, a listener.
No, this is stupid. I don't get this.
Needs to get into it.
Yeah, I don't begin to understand this.
We do not support this.
Yeah, don't do this.
Don't do this. No, it's not us, dude. That's nothing. It can't be us.
No, but we can still say don't do this. Don't do
no,
this.
No, it's not. Could we offer amnesty if that person wants to call in? Or will we
snitch? Oh my God.
Hold on.
You're not the friggin' cops, bro.
Will we snitch on him?
Well, we could put the them FBI, behind a voice changer.
Yeah, so like in Cocaine
it's
Cowboys.
Me.
Yeah, and he has a bandana.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
We'll light him from behind so you can't see his face.
If he messages, are we gonna snitch on him?
What if we just start getting like letters with magazine?
I don't want to be part of this. I don't want to be
magazine
part of
letters to the studio.
With like the tape. Yeah. It's a sign, dude. All right. What else is going on?
That's crazy. Freaking hilarious. I can't believe that. Yeah, don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that.
Oh, the airport one.
Okay. So this guy who, the movie The Terminal was inspired
by. Oh, dude, I love
by,
that movie.
Great movie.
He lived in this airport for 18 years because they wouldn't let him into Paris. Andrew, is that right? They wouldn't let him into Paris. And so he said, all right, I guess I'm just good here then.
From where?
From...
Was it Cracovia?
What is that?
That's where he was from in the movie.
Oh, in the movie. Yeah.
It looks like he's an Iranian national.
Yeah.
And he passed away this week at the age of 77.
Dang.
After living in the airport for 18 years.
At a baggage claim? I mean, where did he...
I don't have anything to say on this.
No, I got something. Did he stay inside of security? Because if he had a boarding pass... I wonder if airports work the same. Yeah, you go outside of security. So he lived inside of security?
Yeah.
For like 18 years?
He arrived. They wouldn't let him in.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was like, I'll just stay here.
This is not a real story.
No, dude. Google
images, it's real.
This is NPR.
Trustworthy.
Like on those, like an airport bench.
Yeah.
He has like a corner with like boxes and suitcases and like a full on like... residence on this
and
like,
what
little
and
red
what
couch.
Air what airport is there any photos of him
Paris.
That's it right there. That's a photo of him, right?
Alfred Moron.
Yeah, that's him. No, that's yeah.
Dude,
all right,
this
nah, that's a thrift store, bro. That ain't an airport.
That's him.
Do this one.
This is kind of lit.
Yeah, it's kind of a vibe.
I mean, you got like, think about how easy that would be to live in there.
Well, how's he get money?
Yeah, it's
Sony must have been Venmoing him.
He's got to go for me.
Yeah, he's actually cash out.
Yeah, he has like a little sign. So yeah, I guess like
he's on Patreon.
his podcast.
He's got a pod in there. Yeah.
Yo, dude, this guy, man, he looks like it's been morning, noon, and night at Cinnabon. You could tell that
for sure.
Yeah, because you're not getting too
Who
many.
Who wouldn't?
Man, if you had to live in an airport for 18 years, what would your top three restaurants be?
Ooh,
because you'd want something. Where are you going to go for breakfast? What do you do breakfast wise? I go yogurt, fruit.
I'd hit a Dunkin' Donuts. Get a
not
coffee.
Every day.
I would absolutely
no.
What
no. Every day? Now the Corey's going no way.
What do you mean?
I'm just thinking like
for 18 years.
If I lived in an airport for 18 years, I'd have killed myself 2 years in.
Yeah,
up.
I wouldn't last 2 years.
You think
yeah,
you'd make it 2 years?
I'm done.
2 years is a long time.
He had no hope. He had nothing. Literally nothing.
To get nothing. He didn't have any kids.
And he lived in an airport.
He didn't have any kids to go home to.
18
Look at that.
Years, bro.
18 years, found out it wasn't yeast.
That's making me
what
sad.
Is that? 18 years.
That's Kanye.
Found out it wasn't his. What is that?
Probably Will Smith.
18 years.
It's Kanye.
Will Smith rap.
They take my money. Yeah. Kanye.
Where are you guys finding these friggin' headlines?
No, we get into it deep. This is
what
he
does. What's happening?
If I was, honor the man's life, dude. Respect.
That's crazy.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, one more thing. We talk about Elon Musk.
Yeah.
All right. You have any thoughts on this on Twitter? Have you been on Twitter recently?
No.
Oh, yeah. You don't do the internet.
No, I don't.
Elon Musk bought Twitter.
Yeah. No, I heard he was going to. Then he backed out.
No, he's into it. He bought it now.
He bought it.
He came back in.
This is the guy. You know who this is, Alex? This is a guy that has kids.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah.
Bro.
Like my buddies that have kids, they go, we don't know about anything.
Yep.
I purposely don't. I don't pay attention to anything on the news.
Does your wife know about stuff?
No.
Did your kids know?
Nope.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Your kids know about stuff. I know your son.
Not like this.
He doesn't know. What is he into? YouTube? Dude Perfect?
Yeah, he actually likes Dude Perfect.
I love Dude Perfect, dude. I'm the biggest Dude Perfect fan ever, dude. I love those guys, dude.
No, I don't pay attention to stuff. It bums me out. It does. Bums me out.
Yeah.
I don't need that. I'm trying to stay creative, bro.
This helps me be creative. Don't say you read.
I freaking read, dude.
What do you read?
Anything.
All right. Well, Elon Musk has taken over. He's like bought Twitter for $44 billion.
So why did he back out before? I'm confused.
He didn't know how many bot. He thought there were a lot of bot accounts. But like he doesn't know what percentage is real. So anyway, he owns it now because he's like free speech is that's the only.
I have so many questions right now.
You have questions about all these news topics.
What are the implications of bots? Why does it make it any less valuable?
Because
people on the platform.
If you post something and there's like 1,000 likes, he's like, what percentage of these likes are real people? I would want to know that.
So that matters to him because advertising or what?
Advertising.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. So he's saying a bunch of wild stuff, dude. About have you seen the stuff he's been tweeting?
No.
Last 2 weeks, he just unhinged.
just letting it rip.
And he's like, and everybody goes like, oh, what is he doing? Like, he's a maniac. Like, he doesn't know what he's doing. Like, look at all this stuff, dude.
8 hours ago. Twitter is all the news. And by the people, for the people.
Right, keep going down. He's like, all these things he's saying about like, by the way, I'd like to apologize to Twitter for being super low. He's like, Twitter feels increasingly alive. Order it shrink. Like, he's like kind of like roasting Twitter. But everybody goes, this guy's an idiot. This guy's like people on Fox News, CNN, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. I go, no, you don't know what he's doing.
I think he knows exactly
what
he's doing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So Elon Musk is like, Twitter is less fun, more fun, LMAO.
Like, that's funny.
He bought it for $44 billion, and they're being very critical of him. And what I'm saying is I wouldn't bet against it.
No.
Hey, remember this? You know what this guy did last year? Went to the moon. Dude, went to the moon. You know the car you drive, the Tesla?
Yeah.
From him. So what I'm saying is like, it's similar to what Corey was saying. It's like, it's a bozo take.
Yeah.
It's a bozo take.
I think he set an example. I think this is, cause he's kind of using, I'm just scrolling his whole feed right here. If you scroll his feed, he's using Twitter like it's 2015 again.
And that's when it was
fun.
And he's like, mix it up, be less like every tweet is so like cancelable. Or he said 15 things that would cancel him today. and it's like
before noon.
Yeah. It's like saying, like game over. Oh, it keeps going down. There's one that was wild about him firing everybody.
I read about that. I thought it was fake.
No,
that's real.
That's real. Okay, so he fired like, I like all. That. He fired all the. Keep scrolling down. I'll see it in there somewhere.
I know he called a lot of their developers cowards.
Yeah, scroll down to it was an article. It was a repost of an article, so you probably see it. That funny? That's a meme funny?
Dude, this is so many tweets. Yeah, he's been going off.
I don't know. Maybe you can't find it in there.
He's kind of gone full like Kanye, it feels like. Just going nuts.
Yeah, just going. Yeah, but Kanye West, like, these people, they say some things that are out of pocket, but it's like going, here's the people that are against this. It's like someone going to, hey, you know what I'm going to do? November 15th, I'm going to buy a lot of Best Buy stock. And then everyone's going to shop at Best Buy over the holidays. And then I'm going to sell it on January 2. Like, yeah, that's built into the price. Like, they know that. Or if you go, hey, I'm going to bet on the Titans this weekend because I looked it up and the Titans, every time they play an 11 o'clock game against the NFC South, they win. Yeah, they know that. Mm-hmm. It's already in the line. Mm-hmm. So like unless your husband is Ryan Tannehill and he's like, I woke up this morning and my back is killing me. I can't play. Bet. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if you're just watching Twitter and saying he knows that and he's the smartest man on earth.
Yeah. He's seeing all the talk go on because he comes on here and then immediately debunks it. Yeah, so he's just regarding Twitter's reduction in force because people have been coming at him about firings. Yeah. Unfortunately, there is no choice when the company's losing over $4 million per day.
Yeah.
Everyone exited was, I like how he says exited there instead of fired. Yeah, everyone exited was offered three months.
As a verb.
That's nice.
They exited them. Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Everyone exited was offered 3 months of severance, which is 50% more than legally required.
Done. And look up Twitter lunch, canceled lunch. Canceled lunch. I think it's something. They were like, all these Twitter employees are having to they can't eat lunch anymore. And he was like, well, during COVID, read that claim.
It says Musk plans to end free lunch at Twitter headquarters, claims meals cost $13 million a year.
And also everyone wasn't working because it was during quarantine. So he goes, if you see a headline, Elon Musk cancels lunch. That's just same with the Liberty documentary, same with voting.
Same with the nails. Corey Asbury is gay, loves painting nails.
Yeah. Bozo. It's a and I think if we're not this podcast is in its infancy, but if we're good at anything, it's exposing the bozo-ness of a mini library. Everybody thinks you're so altruistic and so you're like, come on. You want to flex to your neighborhood that you're like, what are you doing on Saturday? We're just going to Home Depot. We're just building it because we like to help people. No one's in the library. No one's ever opened a book in there. Not once. Has anyone ever been like, you know what? It's a $3 million house. I want to see what Cheryl has in her mini library out front because I want to, you know how long it takes to read a book?
So that is the whole point of this whole thing.
That's the whole point of the whole podcast. I get it. Yeah.
Got it.
It's like, what, like, oh, we should explain that to you at the beginning.
It hit me now.
Yeah. Now we're five in.
Yeah, it's hitting me now.
So we go, we are against.
So you are against those mini libraries.
1,000%. Sorry, we didn't explain that.
Yeah, no, I get it now. Because I kept going, not why enough are to blow them up. Blowing them up?
Yeah.
what is it? So it's a feigned show of altruism that's actually gross.
Self-absorption.
Yeah, arrogance.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. You said it.
We'll call you next time.
I've been trying to verbalize this for a year and a half.
That was well said.
Yeah, it makes me. And that's what the people protesting with the Shohei Ohtani, you're not offended.
Yeah, it's virtue signaling.
It feels so good to get right a poster. We're stopping Asian hate and march around and people come in and take. Yeah. It feels so good.
Yeah,
and to post Corey Asbury is feels so good.
Yeah.
But it's small. It's a small-minded take. And if you say Kyrie Irving your brain is small.
The buildup. Build up to that was incredible for such a tiny little payoff.
Bro, there was so many stutters before.
And then he goes,
the simplest sentence.
Your brain is small. Yeah.
Dude, bro, that
four words.
It's just like
you had to keep it simple for them. That's what it was.
If it's not as it seems. And we're gonna tease the
That's incredible.
The Liberty University documentary.
Yeah.
We'll get to it next week.
Yeah. And if you're listening and watching this right now, go watch it so that we can discuss this next week
in
detail.
It's not as it seems. Yeah. And I think that's when you learn something about.
It's on Hulu.
Yeah. Like we were in. Oh, perfect example. I'll close on this. last night, we're going to get you a Whiskey Jam, by the way.
Love it.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Whiskey Jam? You've been a million times. Yeah. Whiskey Jam's it's a Monday night. music show, country music show, and we were watching it, me and my buddy Steve, last night. And the last guy, it's like very, you know, like country music, a lot of, and the last guy seemed very, he was very young, good looking, very performative, very, I want to say this in the nicest way possible, not what I thought country music was, and very,
it's that's a make, very raw environment.
It's going to make sense at the end. Yeah. Very, wasn't very, like, if you're going to the Bluebird and being like, you kind of have to be a little bit respectful of the venue, history. The legend, the history, and also the other performers on there. Mm-hmm. And I thought that this was not that. Mm. And I go, that was confusing. What? And we were walking down the street and this other guy walks up to us and goes, hey, did you... You left during that performance? I go, no, we didn't. We're going to Red Door because we're just leaving. And he goes, oh yeah, that's that TikTok guy. I go, oh,
there it is.
Does that make sense? You go, oh, well, you should be doing that then. Mm-hmm. That transaction seemed very confusing to me. That it seemed at minimum.
Meaning he said that to you?
This other, no, not the another guy explained that's a TikTok guy,
meaning the dude who you were questioning on stage said, that's that TikTok guy.
Random guy, another told John random that guy that is a TikTok.
So that was the guy from TikTok, and then it all made sense.
Okay,
I go, oh,
that's your brand.
That's why he's there, because he does that. That's it. It didn't seem to fit with me, but I go, oh, it makes sense now.
Yeah.
So all these things that we debunk and talk about, whether it's protesting, we talk a lot about protesters that are like, we're here to like save the planet, I go, you might just have to forgive your dad, like oh, I get it now.
Oh my god,
that's what the whole podcast.
You ever seen Big Daddy?
Yeah, I love that movie. Yeah,
you remember that emo dude who's walking through the park?
Yeah,
and Adam Sandler's sitting with the little boy.
Yeah Oh,
and he
sees him
and he goes, hey, man. And the guy goes, screw you, or whatever. And Adam Sandler looks back at him. He's not, you're not mad at me. You're mad at your dad. And he starts crying.
You're mad at your dad. The guy starts crying. This isn't as it seems. So, and that's what a lot of in the faith, where you go, if somebody shows up to do a show at the Ryman, the tickets are $40. $40 is paid. They come enjoy the show for 2 hours. They go home. That's the transaction is clear, right? This all makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. So, but I feel like I got in trouble for, and it's like when it's in church, it's like the transaction was a little hazy, because are we expecting this guy to act in a certain way? We expected Corey Asbury, Machine Gun Kelly paints his fingernails. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No one has any problem with that. Mm-hmm. They have a problem with you doing it, because they unconsciously expected, they decided you were,
yeah, that's a good point,
whatever they wanted to make you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you go, that's confusing. But then you go, oh, I know Corey, that's right, that isn't, I got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally.
And I think if you're going out in the world and you're unsure of why, and I go, oh, I like when he said that, that's the guy from TikTok, I go, oh,
yeah, the expectation frames it.
Yeah. Then you go, oh, this all makes sense to me on the net. Mm-hmm. It's a positive.
Speaking of,
you got one more.
Speaking of forgiving your dad.
Oh no.
And speaking of the oil stuff.
Okay.
So Just Stop Oil
has
been massively funded by the heiress to the Getty oil fortune.
Mm. No.
So her grandfather was J. Paul Getty.
Okay.
And she has been donating millions of dollars to Just Stop Oil and other groups like that. So the entire thing
Hold
is
on,
funded by this
woman. She's mad at her dad?
Because she is, she's saying, I have all this money, this inheritance, but I don't put it behind oil. I put it behind Just Stop Oil.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Dude, this is the most forgive your parents thing I've ever heard.
Yep.
This is, when Corey said he called up those girls and had a talk with them, that moved me as much as this is.
Yeah.
Hey, I get it.
How about
is that a biohazard
tattoo on her arm?
On the arm?
Is that like the band, or is that like Biohazard?
Biohazard, dude. They're playing at Exit Inn this weekend.
They paint their nails for sure.
It's sold out 100%. All right. Well, that makes, that clears it all up for me. You go, why would this woman, if you see that on the surface, Why would this woman be doing that? Oh, her dad. She hates
her dad, basically.
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty simple.
Pretty simple.
Pretty cut and dry. Then.
And everybody, pretty simple.
Yep.
It's all very, very, people are going to people. That's what we said last weekend, mm-hmm. right? People are going to people. It's all pretty simple.
It's true.
Somebody's scared. Somebody's in fear of, they made this box for themselves, this Christian box that it was easier to live in. Corey is saying, I'm a Christian, but I'm going to paint my nails is scary.
Too scary.
Because they go, what? That doesn't, but if you ever sat down with a guy and talked to him for 2 seconds, you go,
yeah,
I'm not scared of that.
Well, not because they're scared of me, because they're scared of the homosexual agenda, quote unquote.
Yeah, because somebody, that's a scary thing.
Yep.
For somebody that has no interaction because or knowledge
they
of it.
They think like if more people are gay, like their kids are going to get like sexually abused or something.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely confused by it, but that's your, I think and, that's the thinking.
And I think for our parents' generation, I think if you had a son that was gay, that's scary for you.
Yeah.
To go into the office or to go into your circles versus I think that's not gone away, but that would be less mm-hmm. for our generation.
Mm-hmm.
Was that fair to say?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not.
Way less.
Yeah, it did.
I think you could argue most people wouldn't care. Like they'd be like, yeah, fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Great.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Now, if you're sad or unhealthy or depressed, we can work there. We can help you there. If you are, if you're like, yeah, but that's not fearful.
Right.
Someone being depressed or having anxiety is not, I'm not scared of that.
Yeah.
I go, all right. Yeah. Somebody.
Some Christians though are scared of it because they say it's demonic.
What?
Depression?
Depression.
Oh yeah. Scared.
Yeah. That's a demon.
Same with they're scared of yoga, you know?
Oh,
same,
yeah.
Scared of yoga because yeah. it's sure. Eastern mm-hmm. Indian, right?
Yeah.
Or it's Eastern religion.
Yeah.
Scared of it.
As if you practice it and suddenly get possessed by some Eastern demon.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it works.
That's the thought process. Yeah, how asinine is that thought process?
Right.
If I let my son do yoga, sorry,
yeah.
daughter, because men definitely yeah. don't do yoga or else they're gay.
Yeah.
If I let my daughter do yoga, she yeah. might get possessed by an Eastern demon and go off the rails. That's
how weak does that say your take. How weak that's is your faith?
Exactly, right?
Which I said, I go, what happened to all this talk about this God was almighty,
yeah.
all powerful, all has a plan for your life, can be everywhere, is omniscient, mm-hmm. omnipresent.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put on a Halloween mask and he goes, God, nothing I can do.
Ah, dang it. You're on the dark side. May as well tattoo 666 on your forehead.
Nothing I can do for this. Yeah, we gave it a shot. I guess just pray for him, but I think he's gone.
We can't do anything. Our hands are tied until he takes a mask off. So.
Yeah, bummer.
That's,
all right. Well, Corey, thanks for coming in, brother.
Hey, absolutely,
you have anything to promote?
Just Jesus, man.
Hey, let's
just
go.
Jesus, bro.
And Corey Asbury on Instagram and all platforms. And you're releasing some music coming up soon, yeah?
Yeah.
And a
yeah.
new nail polish line.
Yeah, yeah, it's you guys.
Let me say, wherever you see, if you see Corey in any type of venue, I've seen you live several times, and yeah. I would firmly endorse it. I'm against blowing up many libraries, but if you're going to use you can't just stop doing bad things. You got to direct it.
That's good.
In a positive way.
That's good.
And you go to CoreyAsbury.com
mm-hmm.
and go to see some shows.
Yep.
Lucas, good night, buddy.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, on the, it was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.